time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck. And it's getting that time. We've got another luncheon coming up. Lots of great information, great networking opportunities. And we're going to be talking about what's going on there. And, you know, the chamber itself is really a great way to network and meet community members and like-minded business leaders and those kinds of things. We'll talk about that for a little bit as well. Barbie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So let's talk about the chamber itself. How are things going at the Carbon County Chamber right now?
Things are good.
How's our membership doing?
Our membership is up. We've got about 177 members currently.
And that is good stuff right there, good information. And the main purpose, as I kind of touched on, one of the main purposes of the chamber is really networking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what these luncheons and everything are for and your get-togethers. So let's talk about the luncheon coming up on the 20th out there at the BTAC. Who are we going to hear from out there?
So on July 20th, Thursday, July 20th at noon, we'll be at the BTAC. And our guest speaker is Brad Watson, Director of Community and Campus Engagement at USU Eastern. And he's going to be talking to us about a new program called Eastern Leaders Academy.
And this is a great academy and a great, you know, opportunity for what we were looking at and talking about it is community leaders and business leaders in the area. And it's going to start up in September, runs through May. And it's one day a month, and you'll get certification at the end. But it's really all about making connections once again, isn't it?
Yes, and it sounds like a wonderful opportunity.
We were looking at it, and you know, there's a day where you will go to the Capitol and meet with lawmakers, and you'll just kind of get together with people here in the area and talk about what's going on. So that's a great opportunity if it's something that interests you, and that'll be put on once again by Brad Watson, who works for USU Eastern. Mm-hmm. We always do business spotlights and community spotlights. Who have we got this time around?
So we usually do two business spotlights, but this month we have one, and it's Robert Oliver and Oliver Law. So he'll be coming to talk to us. And then we have two community spotlights this time, International Days and the Carbon County Fair.
And International Days is a great moment for businesses in our area because it's like everybody comes home and everybody wants to be at International Days. And so are there any preparations that, you know, people in our area with businesses kind of make when it comes to International Days to just kind of be ready for that? I mean, is it just amping things up at their storefront? Is it, you know, getting a booth at International Days? What do most people do?
Yeah, well, we hope that they'll get a booth. And I mean, the more the merrier. You should reach out to Nick Tatton at Price City if you're interested. But I know you're right. Everybody looks forward to it because it's a great time.
It's one of those things that it seems like, you know, you have two big events in Carbon County that everybody comes home for. You have the Greek Festival, and you have International Days.
Yep.
And it's almost to the point where people even, and I know they do it a lot, they gear class reunions around those two weekends,
it
seems like.
Yep, it's so true.
And so it's a big homecoming, and all the businesses like to put on a great show and make sure that they're well represented when it comes to International Days. And as far as the fair, that's going to be running August 10th, 11th, and 12th. It was really great to have people from the county that just got together and said, you know what? We're having a fair.
Bring it back, yeah.
And so they've kind of put this together and come up with some great plans, great tournaments that are going on, exhibits, music, going to be all kinds of fun, really, from July, the end of July, 1st of August, with International Days, all the way through the middle of August.
Yeah.
With the Carbon County Fair. And it's just, get ready.
Yeah,
that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
So once again, this is coming up on the 20th. It's the luncheon for the chamber. Brad Watson from USU Eastern and the Eastern Leadership Academy will be there. When do you want people to get a hold of you and let you know if they're going to be able to make this?
If you can, by Friday, July 14th, But of course, if it gets closer to the day and you can come, give me a call. We always have extra seats.
All right. And there's always a fee for this. So what is the luncheon cost?
It's $18 for members and $25 for non-members. And also, don't forget, if you're a chamber member, you're welcome to bring flyers or business cards or rack cards or whatever information you would like to bring and leave at each place setting so that the attendees can take it with them. That's not an option to non-members, but we'd love to talk to you about membership.
So. All right. It's very easy to become a member. Just call Barbie down there at the office. What's the number, Barbie?
435-637-2788.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce, Barbie Heck, getting everything squared away and straightened out, coming up for that luncheon on the 20th. If you're interested, RSVP them down there at the office by the 14th. Barbie, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.